Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
Interesting topic today, one that I had trouble both writing down and actually saying. Alternative forage options. This is not your doctor's advice of please put down the cookie and back away.
Yeah, you know, we're going out and we're feeding hay to livestock right now and kind of coming out of a drought. And so hay is pretty expensive, and I guess it really just makes you go back and think about just how important pasture is for these grazing livestock, because that's by far our cheapest option to get those critters raised. Eastern Kansas predominantly is cool season grass, meaning we're going to get a lot of growth in the spring. It'll kind of go down a little bit in the summertime or stop altogether, depending on moisture, before we get a bump then typically in the fall. Again, moisture dependent there in the fall. The last few years has not happened. Our warm season grasses are going to grow more from like the middle of April till maybe July 1 before they really kind of take a nosedive and they stop their production. So we've kind of got a gap there in the summer months for a lot of our producers. And something as simple as what, well, a lot of our producers would call them weeds, is crabgrass. K-State's doing a little bit of research on crabgrass to see if it's a viable option for grazing. First, we'll talk a little bit about just what crabgrass is. It's an annual forage species that was introduced to the United States in 1849. But even though it's an annual, a lot of people think of it as a perennial forage just because it's such a heavy seeder. If we give it any time at all at the end of the year, it's going to kick out some seeds and reseed itself for it to be there next year. It's also a clump type grass that it's kind of rare, but it has stolons. Stolons are like stems that grow horizontally across the soil surface and then can actually put down their own roots, so it can spread pretty aggressively and it can really thicken up itself pretty well if we manage it right. Because it can thick itself up pretty good, you don't need a whole lot of pounds per acre. You only need to put out 4 to 6 pounds of pure live seed per acre. And it's going to start germinating when that soil temp gets to like 55 degrees, as long as there's moisture there. So moisture is going to be dependent on that. But the one thing about crabgrass I got to warn you about a little bit is don't plant it too early, because we can get in the spring, we can get it in. We can get fairly warm and see those soil temperatures come up. It will germinate, and then we get hit with a late frost, and that late frost would destroy that forage crop. So you don't want to be too early, but you don't want to be too late as well, because we don't want the weeds to get a jump on us. Weeds, as with most of our forages, we want to keep it fairly weed-free. Just give that grass the best chance for success. You can use some herbicides, but herbicides, could be some grazing restrictions. There could be some issues there. So we want them, if you're going to use a herbicide, you want to make sure you're going to read that label and know what's going to be there. For fertility, depends on what phase you're in, but in the establishment phase, phosphorus is probably the most important nutrient. It's going to stimulate that root development. It's going to actually encourage it to send out new tillers or new stolons to continue to spread and thicken up that grass stand. But once we get it pretty well established, the main two nutrients are going to be water and going to be nitrogen. Again, water, because think about when this grass is going to be growing. It's a warm season grass. It's going to be growing in the hottest part of the summer for us. Potassium can also be a little bit, it can be important, but it's not nearly as important as the other two. As we go farther into the southeast corner of the state, it can get a little more important because those soils are relatively low in potassium, and so we might need to take a soil test and see where we're at before we just don't do anything or throw out a little bit of everything. So K-State's been doing some research studies on crabgrass in Columbus, Kansas, and I think it's very interesting what they were doing is they were having different harvest management techniques. So they're harvesting either once or twice during the growing season, but then also fertilization rates. But they were also dividing those rates up. Can we put out 100 pounds in the spring? And then can we do 50 pounds after each harvest, I guess? And I guess the results make the most sense is putting out probably split application of nitrogen, so 50 pounds in the spring. Harvest that off, put another 50 pounds out to get that second growth there. Again, moisture is going to be very dependent there, but if you get rain, you're going to have higher quality forage. You're going to get the most production in a two cutting system instead of just one. But if we're talking about extending our grazing season, you can also do that by just turning cattle out or livestock out when they get, you know, if that grass gets to 6 to 8 inches in height, graze it back down to like 2.5, 3, 4 inches in height and stubble height. That allows there to be enough leaves for it to quickly regrow, and you then come back and keep, if you can rotate across them, I think that it can be a little bit better of a forage system for you. If we give it time then at the end of the season, so late August, let it go to seed, we can come back and graze it after those killing frost. And there was actually some crabgrass that was tested that was hayed after really late this fall, and it was still running like 13% crude protein values. So still very high quality forage for these livestock to graze, and we can just extend that grazing season.
And after a frost with crabgrass, you wouldn't have to worry about the prussic acid issue.
No. Oh. So no prussic acid issues. And I guess crabgrass, in my opinion, might be one of our better options, truly for a grazing scenario for a warm season crop. One, it's very quick to establish, unlike some of our other grasses, such as our native grasses are very slow in getting established. We're talking 3 to maybe 5 years for them to fully be established. Crabgrass, we can have established this summer. Sedan has some issues with prussic acid or nitrates. We can avoid that. Another crop that is kind of starting to creep up here is Bermuda grass. The issue with Bermuda grass is it's not as cold tolerant. Now, if we've been paying attention, USDA kicked out a new plant hardiness map, and we see those temperatures increasing. We're seeing less and less cold weather. So as that continues, you know, maybe Bermuda can find its way here too. So there is maybe some potential to use some Bermuda grass. But right now, like for quick, easy establishment, crabgrass is probably the one I'd tell you to use, because there's just virtually no risk for any issues there.
That's kind of funny, because the farm that I grew up on was called Crabgrass Ranch, because that's the only thing we could grow.
Yeah, it is, and it just grows everywhere. And like I said, it spreads so easily. There's actually places in Oklahoma or other parts of the country where they're using wheat or rye to graze in the fall and the early spring, and then planting crabgrass for a summer growth. And so they're just extending their grazing season even farther by using crabgrass. So it's very interesting. It's something that I think has a lot of potential in our area, even if it's just small lots. You know, there's a lot of people that might have like little dry lots that you're going to maybe feed hay in the wintertime, but we can utilize that instead of letting it just grow up to weeds during the summer as a forage crop there. So if you guys have questions, I'd love to talk to you guys a little bit more about it. The phone number is 785-448-6826.
What was that phrase about? A weed is just a plant whose values haven't been discovered yet. Something along those lines.
Yep.
And so crabgrass isn't just that pesky stuff in the lawn. It has a purpose.
That's right.
All right. Kind of like me. Hey. Well, thank you again for coming in. We always enjoy talking to you and look forward to hearing from you next time.
Absolutely.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.